got a few firmly on the ground, but you know, looking to keep going now and keep building, and especially last Saturday's result and performance as well. If we can keep building on that, we won't be too far away.
Do you feel that the players are starting to get to know each other a little bit more now on the field? With new arrivals arriving in the summer, it can take time.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, the way we're probably playing in games is and training probably totally different. You know, training and everything's flowing and it's looking pretty good, and I think it's probably a bit frustrating at times for the staff and that when they see it, but I'm sure it'll all come together. But I don't think we're anywhere near where we want to be yet, but you know, we're still picking up results, which is it's not bad.
How much of that do you think comes down to sides that you're facing seeing you guys as the big fish in the league?
Yeah, this is it. You know, I think everybody, all the fans and that, know from the last few years we've been in this league how hard it is. You've seen it on Saturday. You know, you play Gillingham and we dominated the game, but they get one shot and score, and that's what teams really, a lot of them come is they kind of try and shut up shop and try and nick something. And fortunately for us on Saturday, we showed great spirit and the crowd got right behind us, and we got our just rewards in the end, which that probably hasn't happened too many times over the years. So I think it's we've got that never say die attitude at the minute. I don't know where it comes from, but we just seem to keep going. You know, we showed it again against Colchester. We didn't play well at all for 80 minutes and 2-0 down, and out of nowhere we come back and score 3 goals, which, you know, I think over the last few years we've been here in League One, we probably years gone by we'd be lucky to score 1 goal, because we probably haven't had people that have been able to score the goals for us. But at the minute everybody's got that bit of character and never say die attitude to keep going and not giving up, and you see what happens with some of the results we've had the last few weeks.
Do you think that the side's better set then now at this moment in time than it has been in recent years to have a real good promotion push?
Yeah, I mean, especially after last year with the way we finished the second half of the season. We finished so strong, and the cup run obviously gave us great momentum and belief as well, I think, because I think in that cup run last year we showed a lot of spirit at times when we had to come from behind against, you know, higher opposition, and you know, it's obviously give us a lot of belief, and it's put a lot of belief in the squad, because as I say, you see now with the players, we just keep going and going, even when people probably think we're beaten, we're coming back and getting results. So that's obviously going a long way, but we've obviously got a lot of new players as well, and everything's still coming together, I think, and it just takes a little bit of time. But you know, probably fortunately for us at the minute, we're probably not where we want to be yet, but we're still picking up results.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can still climb, can't you? You can still improve, which I guess is something we're now, 9 games into the season, that you want, I suppose, in many ways. You'd love to be top, but to know that you can still get better is a positive.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think you see the teams that are top in that, Bristol and things like that. I don't think there's anything to be afraid of. We've seen them first game of the season and that, and you know, disappointing to lose that game, but you know, that's what's ahead of us. And you know, I think a lot of teams are obviously looking at us and seeing where we are, but it's up to us to go and do it now and kick on and try and put ourselves in the best possible position. As I say, it's only 9 games into the season, still a long way to go, so there'll be loads of twists and turns, I'm sure.
What about you personally as well in the field at the moment in time? We had lots of callers after the weekend singing your praises.
Yeah, I mean, just happy to be playing and back into the team, and just want to keep building and keep doing as well as I can for the team, you know, and just that's all you really want to do, as I say, is just do as well as you can for the team. But the most important thing is that we win every week, and that's all I'm really worried about, is the team winning, you know.
You obviously sat out the first couple of games, you weren't selected for those ones, you've now got back into it. Was that down to hard work? What was that down to, obviously, getting back in there?
Just down to the manager's decisions, to be honest with you. Obviously, you know, he makes the decisions at the end of the day, and he's obviously not afraid to make them. So it was a car, so I was disappointed, you know, but I just got my head down and worked really hard. Like, I've always done that, you know, just show the right reaction and wait for an opportunity to get back into the team. And fortunately for me, it came against Peterborough, and you know, sort of with the rest of the side picked up from then, you know, which was great.
And you know what rivalries in this area are like. You've been around here long enough now, and this one against Chesterfield is going to be a nice game this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. I think this is the first of many derbies I think we're going to have this year. We've got a load of local games, but it'll be great again. You know, even more fans wanting to go to the game, so. As I say, when the crowd is, it's a full house you're playing in, and the derbies are definitely great. They're great occasions, so really looking forward to it. But we know what we're up against in Chesterfield, a really good side. As I say, they really strong season last year, getting to the Johnson's Paint final and winning the league, and they've kicked on again this year. They showed they've showed that belief from last year and momentum, they've carried it right into this year, so it's going to be a really tough game for us.
And how much is it about standing up tall when you're in these atmospheres? Obviously you're used to playing in front of big crowds at Bramall Lane, yeah. But you'll be up against the crowd, won't you, this weekend?
Yeah, of course, yeah. They'll obviously have a fairly good following. I remember playing down there a couple of years ago and we beat them 1-0, Ched scored, and that was a pretty tight affair. There wasn't a lot in the game. That was the year they got relegated. So it just goes to show that now that they're up there, they'll be flying, and the confidence will be flying out of them. But I think a lot of times the form goes out the window in these games because they're such big occasions.